A vegan dog, is it fair?
Well, it's possible, but is it fair is a different question. There was a study that was reported in The Guardian this week suggesting that vegan diets may be healthier and safer for dogs. But frankly, I don't believe that. The reason that I don't believe that is the study involved interviewing people who were feeding their dogs on vegan food. And so I think naturally those people are going to self-select as people who think it's great, because you wouldn't feed your dog on vegan food unless you thought it was great. I was, funny enough, also this week, I was on the Claire Byrne Live show doing a taste trial. And what we did is we put three food bowls out in front of two dogs. One of them contained vegan food, one of them contained meat-based food, and a third one contained insect-based food. Now, all of those food bowls were nutritionally complete. In other words, the professional nutritionists had devised the recipes, mm-hmm. so they did give dogs everything they needed, all the protein, carbohydrates, fats, vitamins, and minerals. In other words, if the dog ate them, then the dog would probably be fine because it's got everything the dog needs. But here's the catch. The dog has to eat the food. So on the show, on the live television show, the three dogs, what they did, the two dogs, the first thing they did is they went to the meat post. They went to all three bowls and had a sniff. Then they started to tuck into both the meat-based food and the insect-based food, but they turned up their noses at the dried food that was made of plants only. And my take from that is that dogs are naturally meat-eaters at some level. You know, they're scavengers, but they like meat, but they also eat other stuff. And what that means is that if they get the option, dogs prefer to eat a meat-type diet or an insect-type diet. The type of protein that's in there just seems to be more appealing to them.
And is it something to do with the smell that comes out, or can you artificially add the smell of meat to the vegan dish?
Well, I think that's the next challenge for people who believe in vegan diets. I think almost anything can be made artificially, so sure, I'm sure it's quite possible. And that was just one vegan diet. There are many different vegan dog foods out there. And I understand why people want to do this, because, you know, meat isn't so good for the climate. We know that meat production produces greenhouse gases. And, you know, so if you can find a way to feed your pet that doesn't include meat, then, well, go for it. But that's the challenge. And the other challenge is, by the way, it's one thing to have a diet that's properly formulated to have everything the dog needs, but it's another thing to prove that it actually works. So it's possible that a vegan diet could have all the right ingredients in, but the dog might not be able to digest, absorb, and metabolize all those ingredients. In other words, some of the ingredients could be passing right through the dog. So what you need to do ideally is what's called feeding trials, where you get thousands of dogs, ideally, to eat the food, and after 6 months you see how they're getting on. And if you can do that, and if you can show definitely those dogs are doing really well, and they love eating the food, well then vegan diets will be starting to make a big impact.
Right. The thing is, though, from where they come, dogs, and indeed, I suppose, cats, they come from, you know, the wild, and they used to, I suppose, eat from hunting. So they'd hunt live creatures, wouldn't they?
Well, that's it. And that's why most people still feel it's right, and I do as well, to give them a diet that they've originally, what they evolved to eat. What they've evolved to eat seems sensible. I think the insect one is interesting because insect protein is, I mean, people say insect-based diets, but you know what that means? It means the larvae of certain types of fly, and if you don't want to use the word larvae, you have to use the other word that we don't want to use, which is maggots. And disgusting as it sounds to eat such things, I know when I was visiting Thailand, one of the things I did is I sampled silkworm larvae, and they were essentially looked like big maggots, but they were really, really tasty. They tasted like creamed sweet corn. Very, very nice.
Pete, Easter eggs. That's what we're talking about here all morning. We're not talking about Easter eggs, maggots and things. Listen, let's leave it at that before we get any deeper. Enjoy your Easter.
And keep your dogs away from your Easter eggs. Remember chocolate poisoning.
Oh, big message. Big message. Yeah, don't poison the dog. Great stuff. Okay. Pete Featherburn from Brave Vet, Old Connor Avenue, and PeteTheVet.com. Thanks, Pete. Good morning to you.